It's easy to have faith when life is good. Faith in humanity, faith in the goodness and meaning of life, and faith that behind it all, there is a real God who is with us and loves us. But then life happens. Real life. Hard life. Nothing turns out quite like we think it will. If you've been there or if you are there right now, I get it. Boy, do I get it. And that is why I am glad you are here. Because when you and I choose to pull together rather than push apart, the very thing that held the power to destroy us becomes the means to helping us find the life and relationships we've always been looking for. I'm Michelle Cashatt, and welcome to This Undone Life Together. Good morning, friends. Happy Wednesday, and welcome to This Undone Life Together. I'm Michelle Cashatt, and I'm just glad we get to spend a few moments together today. And today is a special day for those of you who who spiritual things are an important aspect of your life. Today is Ash Wednesday and the first day of Lent. And so I'm going to talk about that a little bit. But to begin, I wanted to let you know that I do not come from a faith tradition, a denomination that makes a Lenten practice a regular part of how we celebrate our faith. So it's not something that's an essential or critical part of what the way we celebrate Christianity and the gospel. However, I find it to be extremely valuable. And so it is something, a practice that I've adopted and made a part of my spiritual practice and a part of my faith walk, simply because it adds some depth and meaning to my own experience of Easter and the weeks leading up to Easter. And so for those of you who, like me, grew up in a faith tradition where Lent wasn't a regular part of that, I wanted to talk a little bit about what Lent is, what Ash Wednesday is, and then give a new perspective, a different twist on how you and I can experience Lent in a way that's deeply meaningful and individual as well. So to begin with, Lent begins on Ash Wednesday. It's a 40-day period preceding Easter, not counting Sundays. I'll get to that in a moment. But it's a 40-day period preceding Easter to help prepare the heart for the celebration of the Easter holiday. Sundays are not counted in this 40-day period because Sundays are considered mini Easters leading up to that. So it's the 40 days starting on Ash Wednesday, which is today, March the 6th, leading up to Easter Sunday. And the purpose of Lent is, it's kind of multifold, but it mimics or mirrors Jesus's 40 days in the wilderness, the 40 days of fasting and praying and testing in the wilderness. And so Lent is representative of that time that Jesus experienced, and we kind of experienced that in honor of him, but also for our own season of kind of heart evaluation and preparation. So the purposes of Lent are to do some self-reflection, repentance, so having that time where you really reflect on areas of your life that you need to repent of or acknowledge or turn away from, self-reflection, self-denial, self-sacrifice, and really the focus is on your relationship with God. So to have a dedicated time where you are really truly focusing on your relationship with God. And as I said, it starts with Ash Wednesday, which is today. Now, Ash Wednesday, I never went to an Ash, as far as I can recall in my 47 years, I have never gone to an Ash Wednesday service. And I know some of my Catholic friends and some of my other friends regularly, that's what they do on Ash Wednesday. They fast all day long. They go to an Ash Wednesday service where they really engaged in facing their own mortality, their own humanity, and the priest or the pastor will put ashes on their forehead. And it's all part of that, from dust you came and to dust you will return. And so really the focus on Ash Wednesday is intentionally recognizing, facing your mortality, the fact that you are finite, you will not live forever. Now I want to talk about that for just a minute. Those of you who know me know that I have faced cancer 3 times, the last time of which was very, very intense, very serious. And I'm constantly, on a daily basis, aware of the fact that I may not live forever. Actually, I will not live forever, but I may not live a full life. In some ways, facing my mortality early on in my cancer journey was very, very difficult. It was terrifying, to be quite honest. No 30-something-year-old mama wants to deal with the reality that she might not live long enough to raise her children. Now that I've had to wrestle with the sense of mortality for, goodness, 9 years now, going on 9 years, it has probably been one of the most valuable parts of my life experiences. Here's the truth. Sooner or later, you will come face to face with the truth that you will not live forever. And while we all know that in the back of our head, we know that that's true, we don't really live and operate from that truth. We go through our days acting as if we will live forever and that our life is not fragile until something happens to force us to face the truth of that. Ash Wednesday, the practice of wrestling with your mortality, of recognizing that you came from dust and you will return to dust at some point in time, for some of us sooner than later, is, I think, a practice that we should do every single day, not just Ash Wednesday. Understanding your mortality and recognizing that you have a finite life, a finite number of days, in fact, that every day that you live, you're one day closer to your death, is not morbid. It's grounding, okay? It's very, very grounding. I know it sounds very morbid to think about death, but it is a reality. And having that awareness on an ongoing basis, but especially today, Ash Wednesday, puts us on a level playing field with the rest of humanity. Guess what? We're all mortal. Every single one of us have a finite number of days that we're going to live. We will not live forever. And that puts us really on an even playing field with every single living, breathing human. It brings a measure of humility. It brings a measure of compassion for other humans that are out there doing the best that they can right along with us. And it also puts us in a right context to relate to the divine, to relate to the presence and the existence of God. Having an awareness of our finiteness and our mortality, and even a certain measure of healthy fear, if you know what I'm saying, like a healthy soberness about the finite nature of our life, having that healthy fear actually then makes us more respectful and intentional about spiritual things, right? We can get so caught up in our human existence that spiritual things can take the side. But sooner or later, every single one of us, skeptics and believers alike, are going to have to wrestle with what happens after we die. So this whole idea of Ash Wednesday and embracing our mortality is, in my strong opinion, absolutely essential for our maturity and our growth and our spiritual life. And so whether or not you go to an Ash Wednesday service, I highly, highly encourage you today to just take a few minutes to acknowledge your mortality and the fact that that you were created from no effort of your own. And at some point in time, you will die in spite of your efforts to prevent it. And allow that sobering truth to open your heart and mind to the beauty and the necessity of our spiritual life, the beauty and the necessity of God's reality and our utter dependence on Him. And even for those of you who aren't sure what you believe, hang out in that tension for a while. Allow yourself to wrestle with what happens after you die, because it is going to happen at some point in time. And this is a beautiful way to spend Ash Wednesday and to start Lent. All right, so as I said, Ash Wednesday is the first days of this 40 days of Lent preceding Easter. And it's all about reflection, repentance, self-denial, self-sacrifice, and focusing on God Himself and your relationship with God. A lot of people fast during this time. Some people will give up certain types of food, or maybe they'll give up alcohol, or they'll give up, you know, different things, certain meals, certain days they won't eat, they'll do fasting. Other people will commit to certain types of service, they'll do some kind of volunteerism or some kind of ministry service over these 40 days as part of their Lenten practice. Some will commit to ongoing meditation or something else. Many people focus on what they're giving up. Okay, they're giving up something, they're sacrificing something. However, for me personally, when I've done some kind of giving up of something, my focus is really on myself and what I'm giving up, and I'm not focusing on God, which is the whole point of this. So for my Lenten practice this year, what I'm doing is very, very simple, very, very small, but it's extremely important to me. All I'm doing is I'm committing to at least 5 minutes. I'm going to push toward 15, but at least 5 minutes of silence before God. I've got a prayer chair right over here in my office, and it's a chair I sit in every single morning. I was up at 4 a.m. this morning, and I was sitting over in this chair. It's my favorite chair, but too many times when I sit in my prayer chair or I'm praying, I'm reading or I'm journaling or I'm talking. My Lenten practice this year is to give up my own voice. I'm going to shut up. And I'm going to simply sit in the presence of God, believing that he is with me, and I'm just going to listen for at least 5 to 15 minutes every single day for the next 40 days. I'm going to sit in solitude and silence before God, without a need to write anything down or to say anything or to do anything, simply to sit in silence before God. After that's done, I may grab my notebook and write down any insights that I have. But I want to so anchor myself in the reality of God's presence that I don't need to fill the void, that I don't need to fill it with my own sounds, my own noise, my own thoughts, but to really sit in his presence. And so what I'm giving up is my own compulsive need to talk. And really what I'm, it's not really about giving up for me. It's about gaining. I want more of God himself. And so I am going to sit there in my chair and do everything I can. And by the way, side note, I've done this before. It's harder than you think to sit in absolute silence and solitude. It's harder than you think to empty your mind of all your own agenda and to simply listen to him. So that is going to be my Lenten practice. So today I'm going to spend time just reconnecting with my mortality. Interesting side note. Today is my 6-month checkup with my oncologist. Every 6 months now, every six months now for the rest of my life, I need to go check in with my oncologist. They do a scope, they stick a scope down through my nose into my throat where they take pictures of my insides. It's super not fun. But how interesting it would fall on Ash Wednesday, because I will be going through an experience that I do on a regular basis that reminds me fully of my mortality. I know every time I go in to see my oncologist that my existence could change on a dime. I don't anticipate them finding anything, but if he happens to find something there, everything about my existence would change. And so I'm going to be fully aware all day today of my mortality. And rather than let it be a cause of fear, I am going to let it drive me to the divine for a reminder. Once again, a solid reminder that I do believe there is a God. I do believe he's real. I do believe he's good. I do believe that he can be trusted. And I do believe that when I die, I will go and live with him forever. And today's Ash Wednesday practice will be going to that oncology appointment, and rather than let it become a source of fear and anxiety, I'm going to let it become a source of security, eternal security, as I face my mortality and also embrace my eternity, my spiritual eternity with him. And what a man, perfect timing. I mean, I can't imagine a better practice for today. And then starting tomorrow, this 5 to 15 minutes of silence and solitude. So that is Lent, Ash Wednesday in a nutshell, for those of you who aren't familiar. For those of you who are familiar, I hope this has been a refresher for you. But here's my challenge to you. Whatever you decide to do in these weeks leading up to Easter, one caution, one challenge. Caution, don't let the practices outweigh the points. Don't let the practices outweigh the point. The practices are all the different things that you may do, the fasting, the volunteerism, all those things, but that's not the point. The point of those things is to once again orient yourself to hear humanity and the necessity of our God and the one who sent Jesus, who died on the cross, connecting with our mortality, but rather than letting that be the final word, he rose again and gave us the promise of eternal life, all right? So don't let the practices of Lent or your pre-Easter celebrations become more important than the real point. The real point is not that you do all these things. The real point is that you connect with the gospel and the God who made you and loves you. That's the point. And so make sure that whatever you do over these next 40 days that you stay connected to that. So that's the caution. And then the challenge is just to pick something. Just to pick something. There is value. There's great value in the spiritual disciplines. I grew up in a faith tradition where we didn't really talk much about spiritual disciplines. And as I've become an adult, I have recognized that some of these disciplines are really essential for me staying intentional in my spiritual life. So pick something. Pick something that simply is enough of a practice that it points you to God without distracting you from God. And then what I want you to do is send me a message or leave a comment. Leave a comment below or send me a message letting me know what your practice is if you feel comfortable with that. Because I would love to celebrate the wide variety of spiritual experiences and Lenten practices as we celebrate the gospel together this year. I think that's one of the most beautiful parts of all this is doing it in community and not doing it in isolation. There's great value in celebrating the gospel story together and not alone. So, all right. That's it for today, my friends. I love doing this Undone Life with you. I will be back here again next week on Wednesdays, 9 a.m., and I can't wait to spend time together. Thank you so much, friends. Have a great Wednesday. Whatever led you here today, I want you to know two things before you go. You aren't alone, not even close. And two, you matter and your story matters. We need you more than you know. Thank you for joining me today, my friends. Have a question or comment? Share it below, please. Do you know a loved one who could use a little hope and community too? Share this episode with them. And to be sure you don't miss our time together, subscribe to this podcast and my YouTube channel, and you'll be notified each time I post a new episode. Until then, brothers and sisters, I love you, and I love doing this Undone Life together.